Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything. We're going to ask you for a donation. I can speak with Stacy Lafayette, please.
Yes, this is her.
Okay. I was just qualification purpose of the survey. Okay, do you... Let me open this up real quick. One sec. Okay, and do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am, generally speaking, do you think that things in, you know, in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track, in your opinion?
In my opinion, we have a lot of homeless people. You know, I think that we could do better, you know.
But generally speaking, do you think, you know, it's going in the right direction or wrong direction?
In some areas, I feel like it's going the right direction. In other areas, I feel like we're failing.
Okay,
so
but
kind of in the middle.
So where you live, I mean, how you see things, like in the right direction or wrong direction?
It depends, you know. I think in the wrong direction in a lot of ways.
Okay, so be more in the wrong track or more on the right direction?
Probably the wrong direction.
Okay, we'll go with that one. All right, so ma'am, and I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Levine, you know, area is again?
Yes, no, where it is.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes for this survey, in what year were you born?
What year? 80?
Yes, ma'am.
1980.
Okay. Well, ma'am, are you in anyone in the household Hispanic, Latino, or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, no Latino descent. Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific
white.
Islander? Okay, be white. Okay. Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Just fair, okay. All right, I'm next going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate on each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, okay? You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, the first one says more good paying jobs. Would you say very little or a lot, but from 1 to 5?
We need better paying jobs.
So would that be a lot or just?
A lot, yeah.
Okay. One number from 1 through 5.
We probably need a 5. We need much better jobs out here.
Okay. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
I'd say probably about a 3. We are
3?
Building out here. Yeah.
Okay. What about better public transportation options?
I don't take public transportation. I think it's pretty good. I think it's probably fair. Probably about 3.
3? Okay. What about more dining and entertainment options?
Oh, that is like that's probably a 1. It's 4 out there.
Okay, so, okay. All right. So you don't think it will do, you know, would improve the quality of life in Levine?
Oh, do I think it would?
Yes.
If we had more?
Yes, because, yeah, five is, you know, if you think it would improve, you know, and then one is very little. It's the other way.
I give it a five. It needs
five. Okay,
a lot of work.
Okay. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
Oh, that's a five.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance.
Oh, that'd be a five.
And more parks and recreational opportunities.
They're pretty good out here, so I'd say about maybe a two. Our parks are pretty good.
A two? Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
I'm a homemaker.
Okay, homemaker. Okay. All right, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too many, too few? How about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? That's too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Probably too few.
Too few. Okay, what about, would you say that there are too many, too few, about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work, you know, in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Probably that's too few.
Too few. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me a no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, okay? The first one will be restaurants, bars, entertainment venues. Yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would that be strongly or just
strong.
Somewhat?
Yeah,
okay,
strong.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, we could very strongly use some.
Okay. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Oh, I don't even know. I go to Mesa for all that.
Okay, but would you like to see that kind of you know, business like doctor's office and hospitals?
Probably quite
a
bit, yeah.
Would that be yes strongly or just somewhat?
Probably strongly.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
We have quite a few, but yeah, we like to see them move in, you know.
Would that be yes strongly or just yes somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat. We have quite a few out here, so they're pretty good.
What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
I think we need more stores like that, you know.
Would that be yes strongly or just somewhat that you want to see stores like that?
I think strongly we need more things like that out here.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, in your own words, what types of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine?
I'd probably like to see way more sit-down restaurants instead of these Taco Bells and just the fast food. We'd like something that is actually nice out here. You know, we'd like a Costco out here, a Winco, you know, shopping like that.
First you said you like to see what kind of restaurants?
Sit-down restaurants.
Okay. Okay. Sit-down.
A little more upscale, you know.
Okay. More sit-down restaurants. And you say what? Costco's, right?
Costco would be nice. A Winco.
Okay, Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Costco stores. And what else?
Winco.
Winco. Okay, Costco. So and Winco, right?
Yeah.
Winco. Is that spell W-I-N-C-O?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Winco. Right. All right, ma'am. Okay, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levine? You know, that is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say is housing availability a big problem, a fairly problem, a moderate problem, a slightly problem, or not a problem at all?
I think it's a big problem. We don't have enough.
Okay. How about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That to say, you know, how much is, you know, to buy a rent or home? Is housing affordability a big problem, a fairly big problem, moderate problem, a slightly problem, or not a problem at all?
It's a big problem.
A big problem. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have a little bit more to go. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would that be townhouses or attached homes? Would you say yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
I think... moderately, you know. I think we need a...
Okay, it'll be yes somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about multi-family housing, like apartments or condominiums?
Yeah, I think we need more of those.
Would that be yes strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
What about housing options for seniors?
I feel strongly that we need more of that.
Okay. What about single-family detached home?
Yes, we need more of those.
Okay. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
8 years.
8 years. So it'd be 5 to 10, right?
Yes.
All right. And do you currently own your home or rent your home? Are you living with friends or family?
We own it.
Okay. All right, man. Now I'm going to read you some proposals to address, you know, housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each, okay, each one of those. The proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more multi-family housing, like, you know, townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Would you strongly favor that, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'd strongly agree that we need that.
Okay, what about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
I would disagree with that.
So be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would that
probably
be
opposed because the parking lots go to our shopping.
Okay, so be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Yeah. Moderately.
Okay, somewhat opposed. Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
I strongly agree.
Okay, what about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Yes, I strongly agree to that.
And changing zoning laws to allow mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I would agree.
Okay. Would that be strongly agree or just somewhat?
Yes.
Okay.
Strongly.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Finally, we'd like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
High school.
Okay, high school graduate. Okay. And what was your annual household income? What is your, annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount, okay? Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000. 100 to 125,000, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, ma'am, and last, finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Stacy.
Stacy. All right, Stacy, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.